My dad had a simple philosophy. You are who you hang out with. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. He would argue that if you hung out with complainers, you become a complainer. If you hung out with drinkers, you'll become a drinker. And if your friends did drugs, eventually you will too. The other evening at a men's prayer group, one of the guys made an out-of-the-blue statement. He said, "Wow, it's really great hanging out with a group of like-minded Christians." You know, I agree. If Paul's statement about bad company corrupting good morals is true, then it would make sense that good company reinforces good morals. Why is it then that we choose the wrong people to associate ourselves with? I recall an incident a few years ago at the jail where a young woman who had served time for drugs was being released. In the parking lot of the jail were two different cars with people that had come to pick her up. In one car were her parents. In the other, her drug friends. These were the same friends that she was hanging out with when she was arrested months earlier. Which group do you think she chose to leave the jail with? Her parents or her friends? Well, you guessed it. She got into the car with her friends. 3 days later, she was back in jail facing another drug charge, this one with even greater consequences. In the many years that I have ministered to the incarcerated, I have met very few bad people. There are some, to be sure, but the majority of them are good people who simply have made bad choices. Bad choices in who they hang out with. Often the best thing they can do when they're released is to make some new friends. Good friends. Positive friends. The Apostle Paul in the 19th chapter of Acts entered Ephesus finding only 12 men who believed in Jesus, and after baptizing them in Christ's name, spent the next 2 years discussing Jesus with anyone who would listen. Remarkably, in just 2 years, all of the inhabitants of the province of Asia had heard the word of the Lord, and that is without Facebook or Twitter. Who do you spend your most time with? Is our Lord at the top of that list? Does he even make the top 10? Try to spend some time with the people that lift you up, challenge you to do better, do more, care more, love more, and pray more. Growing up, I found myself attracted to people who were positive and caring and had a close relationship with God. I walk away from many conversations with fellow students or workers that were negative and unproductive. I think my dad's simple philosophy had a big effect on me. Who you associate with is who you will become. This is Tony Agnese.